This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Thursday edition of the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Federal air marshals might be following us. Even if we're not on the terrorism list, they're using a previously unknown program called Quiet Skies, where agents follow people who look suspicious. So what makes you look suspicious when traveling? Story says people who engage in excess fidgeting on a plane, excess sweating, have a nervous bobbing Adam's apple, use a computer, have a cold, penetrating stare, meet up with someone else at the airport, or in possession of an unusual item. So in other words, everyone. Silly. Canada Dry is being sued because there's no ginger in their ginger ale. The lawsuit claims people are being tricked into buying ginger ale because it's advertised as containing real ginger. And people think it's a healthy alternative to other soft drinks. In fact, they say the drink only contains a minuscule amount of a ginger flavor extract. Shameful. There's a new pet food company in California that's planning to use genetically modified materials to create better pet food. For example, they're working on lab-grown mouse meat for cats. All the years I've had cats, and they've caught a mouse, they've never eaten it. I don't wonder, will they even like mouse meat? We'll turn the page, fake mouse meat. In 60 seconds, it's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. This could be a knucklehead story. You might have heard it. Three guys walked into a San Antonio aquarium and made off with a shark. Security footage showed the shark nappers pulling a horned shark out of its tank, putting it in a baby stroller, and rolling it out of the aquarium with the shark disguised as a baby. Police released the footage of the incident to the public and quickly had the shark back in its tank. One of the three shark nappers has been caught so far. There is a new scale out there that doesn't tell you how many pounds you weigh. Instead, it gives you weight loss feedback with colors. The numbers-free Shapa scale analyzes the last 3 weeks of weigh-ins and lets you know if you're on track with your weight loss goals, flashing blue when you're on track and a dark gray when you're not. The idea is to keep you stepping on a scale each day without discouraging you with weight numbers that jump up and down. Okay. New law in Idaho allows state police to pull over and issue tickets to drivers who are going too slow in the fast lane. Law's been in place for about a month. Only a couple of drivers have been given tickets. Now there's a law we can all agree on. Hairy-chested men may becoming an endangered species. Survey found 85% of men between the ages of 18 to 35 now trim or wax their body hair, chest, back, legs, and more. To each his own. Finally, word out that the average child spends just 7 hours a week outdoors, and 40% of parents have to force their kids to go outside. Man, I used to hit the door every summer morning, be gone till mom called me home for dinner. Just happy I didn't have the technology the kids have today. Really. The Paloma Glad Peach Festival is this coming weekend, and our Spencer Rivers will be there on Friday afternoon with all the details on our cozy summer tour. It's a weekend of fun food, entertainment, and fireworks in Coloma. Spencer will tell you all about it Friday, as he takes the Cozy Cruiser to downtown Coloma. Your chance to sign up and win tickets to Cedar Point and Michigan Adventure. That's Friday afternoon, another stop on our Cozy Summer Tour. Thanks to the Blueberry Store, downtown South Haven, always in season. Hart Insurance, business, farm, home, and auto insurance for more than 100 years. Woodhams Ford Lincoln on LaGrange in South Haven. And TJ Sports Bar on M140 just south of Waterville. They know barbecue. Knucklehead news out of Jersey, where a guy walked into a bank intending to make a big armed withdrawal. but changed his mind mid-heist and asked to open a new account instead. Guy passed a note at the Valley National Bank demanding that the teller give him all the money. And as she was getting ready to do so, the reluctant robber yanked the slip back and told her he'd rather give her some cash to open a new account. Since the indecisive money man didn't have any ID on him, the teller turned down his offer, but said he could leave his personal information with her, which he did not, and was long gone by the time the cops arrived. The Daily Buzz. Feel free to send buzzable material to Paul at WCSY.com. That's my email. Fax is 637-2675. Our address, 11637 M140 in South Haven, right across from McFadden's Friendly Motors. There's a Dropbox outside the building if it's after hours. Leave us a message on Facebook or Twitter. And don't forget, you can catch up on shows you might have missed at WCSY.com, our website. Subscribe to The Daily Buzz. We'll email it to you. It's also on our Facebook page and great podcasting outlets like iTunes and Google Play. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today is a gift. That's why it's called The Present Time. Paul Leon Decker, we'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.